Nutso Crazy Nun sex film full of graphic violence and nudity and blasphemous imagery slash themes that barely holds together at times, but does so, sort of, thanks to solid all-around acting and the plot's inherent unpredictability slash wackiness. Oh, and of course, a few very explicit lesbian sex scenes between two gorgeous women, I mean, damn. Give it to director Paul Verhoeven who, even almost at 90, still manages to depict some of the kinkiest, most erotic scenes ever put into mainstream cinema, as mainstream as a French film about lesbian nuns can be, that is. It's a sad state of affairs that Verhoeven has to go to France to make a film like this these days, but God bless him for doing it, even if it doesn't quite work and is certainly not his strongest film by far. The guy is a true artist, a schlocky pervert of an artist, but an artist nonetheless. Say what you will about him and his films, but boring and predictable he ain't. And when his stuff works, it really works. Not here, though, but some of his other stuff, certainly. Cutting to the chase, the film looks great, except for the scenes shot during the comet section which are noticeably poorly lit and make outside scenes look like something out of a cheap amateur film, is well acted, especially from the two leads, who are both dead sexy, and has an interesting story, though it doesn't start to really kick in until the last half. The first half wanders a bit too much, and the film could have used about 20 minutes cut from this section. The real fault I had with it, along with a tighter edit/script, is the inconsistency of the characters, especially the lead. You never quite know what her deal is. Is she honestly who and what she claims to be, or is she deceiving everyone around her? The film doesn't seem to know, or rather, refuses to make a definitive decision either way, which could have been interesting if handled better, but isn't here. Sometimes you think she is a messenger from God who truly does have everyone's best interests at heart, which the film heavily implies to be the case at the beginning, but then she does something like, say, spoilers, allow herself to be penetrated with a makeshift Mother Mary dildo by her lesbian lover without so much as a moment's hesitation or second thought. End spoilers. And you think to yourself, that's probably not something a true messenger of God would do, regardless of her attraction to a member of her own sex. And even if she were to allow it, why would God, or whoever is clearly watching over her, not punish her for her misdeeds? Why does she not only continue to be guided by the hand of God, but seems to be pushed into committing such acts despite their being against biblical doctrine? It's almost as though the movie were suggesting, spoilers, that Mother Mary encouraged her to become a lesbian and commit blasphemous sexual activity as part of some kind of spite against Jesus, who is shown in visions here trying to save her from her homosexuality and failing, even attempting to rape her at one point for some reason. End spoilers. This is further reinforced looking back at the beginning of the movie when the main character as a little girl prays in front of the statue of the Virgin Mary, which then falls on top of her, prompting her to start sucking on its breast in a manner that is both childlike and bizarrely sexual. What the hell does it mean? Was the Virgin Mary grooming her for her future lesbian attraction here? It's all very strange and obscure, which I guess makes the film interesting, but it's not handled as well as it could have been, and comes off more irritating than intriguing as a result, though I appreciate what it was trying to do, to mix the sacred and the profane in a manner I've never quite seen before. There are also scenes where the main character seems to be scheming and planning to keep her power, and, in turn, her relationship, but then, at other times, her power seems almost accidental, achieved through no conscious will of her own. And she's not the only one that suffers from this inconsistency of character. Our other female lead is similarly inclined, alternating between very sexually aggressive in the first half, to inexplicably meek and reserved around the halfway point, and then immediately back to aggressive moments after. It's not gradual or convincing, it just happens on a dime. One moment she can't get enough of our main character, the next, she's reluctant, almost frightened of her. Spoilers. Her betrayal at the end, then reversal, suffers from a similar problem. End spoilers. It's inconsistent and far too quick to be convincing, and it's a significant flaw in the film. There's more to say about this film, including the fact that it also leaves the story of our main character to focus on a different plot entirely for large stretches of time, for both good and ill, but I'm going to wrap it up here. Overall, it's a huge, ambitious mess of a film that walks the line between terrible and brilliant, crossing more often into the former than the latter. That being said, it's an interesting movie, very unique, sexy, well-acted, thematically and morally wacky, and, if it's your kind of thing, might leave you with a few things to ponder once it's all said and done, namely, what the hell did I just watch? And damn, there were some sexy French nuns back in the day. The stuff that works works well, and the stuff that doesn't doesn't, and though it's not a home run by any stretch of the imagination, you'd be hard-pressed not to find something to like in it, even if it's just well-shot scenes of two sexy women going at it. There've also been comparisons to the brilliant 1970s film The Devils, but beyond the fact that they both deal with the church and sexuality, they're different films entirely. Also, this one is far more graphic, though The Devils is ultimately more disturbing and effective. Interesting but heavily flawed film. Watch it if it's your thing, I guess.